Hello.
Oh, hi, Amber. It's Tina. I got your message. Hi. How are you?
Yay. Hi, how are you?
Good. Yeah, did you get my text about the background check? They said they're confident that you would pass. Okay, good.
Yeah, I talked
to the head of that department, and I told her the situation, and she said the reason she's so confident is, number one, it's been over 7 years, but two, they might just ask you to disclose it. So Pinkerton or Evident ID might just say, hey, we see something on there from 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you mind telling us what happened? And then you just explain it, and they approve it. Because they just, she said basically what they're looking for is sex traffickers and things like that. So I'm like, oh, good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I figure that honesty is the best policy. So that's why I'm always like upfront and honest. I've had others like jobs and stuff like that pull a background, and I've put it on there because if you don't put it down, then it looks like you're trying to hide something. So that's the last thing that I want. So I've seen it. So I'm like, dang. But yeah, I did get to talk to my husband. He seems to be on board. I guess the only question was, I know that you said that the Google guarantee will take like 4 weeks or so for like background check or whatnot. I'm wondering, what immediately do I get to use?
So
the most
immediate thing would be the Facebook ads. So even the optimization on Google, to get your Google business profile on the first page, that takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming. So I always tell people it's the second month where that really pops. Not to say that you're not going to see activity within the first month, right, because we're going to start programming right away, but it is the second month that that will really pop. But the Facebook ads, we, you know, say that they'll be up and running in under 2 weeks, but I've had them up before on a special request in 3 days. So that's going to be the most immediate. You know, you'll be, you know, submitted to all the popular directories. You'll be on Facebook ads. Those will be running right away. In the meantime, we're going to be updating your Google business profile to show the website that you're wanting to promote and get that other website off of there, and then doing all the programming to get it on the first page. And then in the meantime, you know, the third-party company is working on your background check too.
Okay.
Okay.
So I know you mentioned that maybe you could get the $99 off or something. I'm trying to figure out
possibility. Yeah. The reason I said that is because I really can't go to the vice president of my corporation and ask him for something like that until I have an agreement from you that you want to move forward. So now that you say that it is a go, I'm going to send him a request and ask for it. And then I usually will hear back within like 90 seconds to 2 minutes because we work on a GChat system, you know, throughout the office. So let me just send out that request. And then that will give me enough time to start creating your account too. So I should hear back, you know, even before I get to the billing, whether it's going to, you know, he's going to approve it or not. So I'm sending that out. And then while I wait on his response, you want me to use the same email for the confirmation?
Yes, please.
It's ARMAY1987@gmail.com?
Yes.
Correct? Okay. And then I know I already asked you, we're going to promote this phone number because you're going to give the other phone to your son. And then we'll use this phone number for the call tracking. You also received text messages on it, right? I think you did earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then for the listing itself, do you want it to show as A&M Property Solutions LLC, or do you want the LLC removed?
You can remove the LLC.
Okay.
It doesn't really
it's
matter
so funny.
One way or another. LLC is just the classification of the business, so...
Yeah, it's funny because some people will insist, I have an LLC and I want it on there, and I always tell them, that's fine, it's a preference. But my thought on it is when somebody finds you on the first page, they're more concerned that you're local and you're credible, right, and you can get the job done rather than if you have an LLC or not. Yeah, so.
Yeah, correct. I mean, I like to think that most businesses are LLC, but then I was like, somebody was like, no, they do like the DBA thing, and I was like, why would you do that?
I know. I don't know why people do that either, but yeah, I hear that all the time. So,
yeah, you should separate yourself.
You might, now that I'm looking at your web address, you might be better to leave it on because the web address has the LLC in it, AM Property Solutions LLC. So that might help you to leave it on there, but if you want it removed, I can.
Where it's already there and keeping consistency and creating a brand, probably.
Yes, yeah, because Google likes consistency. If something is off on one listing, then that'll sometimes hurt your rankings. So, and you know, it's harder to take it off a web address because you had to purchase that domain, you know, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So now, next question would be, the address that you used to verify the Google, page. I know that it's hidden, but was it the, 2102 Auburn Road?
Yeah, that was my physical, like, mailing where I get my mail at. I do have an office, but I don't really get mail there.
Got it. Okay. So, has an office that doesn't get mail there. So this is a residential address, right?
Yeah, that's my house.
Okay. What Google does is they do keep it hidden if it's a residential address, but it's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to hinder anything. And then you also use that as
I can
address.
Do. Yeah, I do have like a physical address that you could put on there for people to, like, you know, where if you wanted. Like, I don't know. I can just keep it that.
Well,
yeah, we'll keep it that for now.
Let me put the physical address in the notes just in case, but I want to keep it as is. But in case the verification department needs it, I'll put it in there. So what is it?
Okay. It's 3 Stone Ledge Drive in Lewiston, Maine.
Is that one word or two, the Stone Ledge?
2.
Okay. And the zip?
04240.
Okay. So that's the actual office address, but without mail. Okay. So just put it in the notes in case they need it. And then give me a second, Amber, because he is replying to my request.
Okay.
My light is blinking, so I'm opening his. Oh, good. He said, go ahead and waive the setup fee for this client. He gave me a promo code, so I can apply that. Oh, and he said to wish you a very profitable year, so I'm so glad that worked out. So,
thank you.
That was nice.
That.
You're welcome. So, yeah, that is the goal for sure. So I'm just activating that promo. And then for the card itself, does it say Amber May, or is it in the business name? How does it read on the card?
I think it has both. I think it says A&M. You could put Amber May on it. Hold on. Let me make sure I'm getting you because I want this to come out of my business account. Hold on.
Yeah, and then officially if there's a middle name or initial too, let me know if it does. If not, we'll just leave it Amber May.
I think it's Amber May on there.
Good. That's easy. That's like a movie star name. People pay for a name that simple.
I know, right?
That's awesome.
I no lies detected. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So, are you still looking to see if it has the business on it?
No, I was making sure that when I give you a transaction, I give you my debit card number, that I'm giving you the right one because...
Oh, got it.
Okay,
yeah.
Right now, me and my husband switched cards, and I was just going to give you my personal account number, and I don't want to do that. I want it to go on my business account.
Right, okay. Okay.
Sorry.
So, you get invoices for every transaction, too, so in case you have to use it at the end of the year for a write-off, you can, you know?
Okay.
So
yep.
The card you're going to give me, is it tied into the 2102 Auburn for the billing, or is it under the Stone Ledge Drive? It's the Auburn.
Nope,
okay.
It's the 2102. Yep.
Perfect. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Hang on. This is what I was trying to figure out, make sure I have the right card.
Uh-huh. Take your time. I always say it's better to be safe than sorry, you know?
See, I have my personal card. My husband has our business card because he's out of job. And he sent me a photo of it a little while back. So that's what I'm looking for, is a photo of my business card.
Oh, I see.
My phone.
Okay.
Don't tell anybody.
No, believe me, that's very common these days. People say, oh, my worker has my card. Hold on. Let me have him text me a picture. They tell me that all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. I'd rather him, because if he's making purchases and buying materials, I have him put it on that card. So, you know what I mean? So. All
yeah,
right, I have the card up there.
Okay, go ahead.
How much is it, first off?
It's just going to be $549 today, and that includes that $250 background check, okay? For the application fee. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 5289.
Okay.
7700.
Got it.
0651.
Mm-hmm.
6388.
Okay. And expiration?
328.
Oh, that was weird. Hold on a second. It just erased the card. I have to put it in one more time. So, okay, go ahead.
5289.
Mm-hmm.
7700.
Mm-hmm.
0651.
Mm-hmm.
6388.
Okay, and then 3 of 28 was the expiration you said?
Yep.
And then the code?
465.
465, okay. So now, does it say Amber May or does it have the business or both? Now that you have
it
the picture.
It says both. It says Amber, AM Property Solutions, and then underneath it, it says Amber May on it.
Perfect. Okay. So I'll indicate that there's both on there. And then what I'm going to do right now, Amber, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create the appointment for my technician to call you later. And that's where they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. Heads up, some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm, thank you. So it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
A&M Property Solutions, LLC.
Okay, thank you. And please state your name and title with the company.
Amber May, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today in the non-refundable amount of just $549. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the eighth day in the amount of $299. Plus your applicable lead fees. And of course, we'll call you for the activation budget ahead of time. If you choose to discontinue or put your service on a seasonal hold, all we request is that you call within 3 business days of your billing date to prevent the next month's charge. So do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes that. And then on a side note, being responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash, I wanted to let you know when I called you earlier, just because I got the voice mailbox that wasn't set up or it was full, something like that, make sure to clear it out because, you know, the last thing I want is for you to pay money for, you know, to receive client calls. And then when they call you, they can't reach you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I honestly didn't know that either. And I was like, oh, crap. And I literally went through and was like, delete, delete. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yep. 100%. That's why I always tell my clients, if I hear that, because I tell them if my mailbox is full, I don't know it either unless someone tells me, you know?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. You're not calling yourself. I'm like, oh.
Yep. You're not
calling
yourself. I don't
know why
there's
so many gosh darn messages in here. See, this is why I had the other phone, and that's what I was, then I've been trying to usher stuff to this line, and actually kind of. I had the business line set up so that way I wasn't giving out my personal number all the time, but then my son just kind of took over. He's just like, this is my phone now, and I contemplated just giving him the phone, you know?
Yeah, it's nice, you know, I actually got my granddaughter her phone, but I didn't go out and get her like a new iPhone 16 or anything. My daughter had an older one that, you know, it was working, but it just needed like the screen fixed or something. So I went and fixed the screen and I put the line on our account. I think I got a promotion to add a line or something. And it's been a blessing because sometimes, you know, she's getting out of school and she's waiting in the front for my husband, but he's in the back or, you know, just little things like that. It's nice to be able to contact her or for her to contact us if she can't find us, you know.
I've had a little brush with it because he's, like, texted me a few times and I was like, I thought it was actually kind of cool, like, getting a text message from him to begin with. I was like, oh, this is actually kind of cool. And I've given him, like, a trial run, too, where I've, like, let him take it to, like, daycare with him while I'm at work to see, like, if he brings it back. If he, you know, if he treated it right, if he was responsible on what he was looking at on it, you know. And he did good with it. And his birthday is Friday. I thought about it, and I'm like,
oh,
you know, I have to fully commit to this number. So I guess I'm doing that now. So
that would be a good birthday present, though. How awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that I helped him get it. He's going to say, Tina's the coolest person ever.
You don't get to just go home and tell everybody that. So you get to go home and be like, you know what?
I'll tell you, though, I know, you know, my son was way different than my daughter, so boys are, you know, a little bit different, but I was concerned since I was adding a line for her. I was thinking, like, oh, my gosh, what if she loses it or breaks it? But she's been so good with it. At times, she'll come over, and she doesn't have it, and right away, I think the worst. What happened to your cell phone? Oh, my dad took it because I got punished for this or that. So I'm like, okay, good. You know?
Yeah, right. Well, always that.
Right. So I'm like, that's
funny. Oh my god.
Yeah, so I think he'll be fine with it too. If he's already using it and nothing's happened, you know, I'm sure that he'll be okay with it. So
So that's hopefully, we'll see. I didn't make the choice yet, but I was like, I've been really considering it because it is kind of nice being able to get a hold of him. And then, you know, when he did have it at daycare, like, he called me and, you know, it's nice, and then it's also a curse at the same time because, I mean, I'm sure you know the world we live in and the access a phone gives a kid, but.
That's true. The only thing, you know, is, you know, when she was younger, I don't really do it much anymore, but when she was younger, I would only let her go to the YouTube Kids. You know, now that she's older, sometimes she'll go to regular YouTube, but always, like, while I'm in the room, I don't know how strict her parents are, so if I hear some language or something, I'm like, hey, turn that off, you know, or go to a different, you know, but
they,
usually.
They sneak it in there, that language, it's wonderful.
Isn't it crazy? I know, it
I
really
know.
Is. Yeah, but I mean, if you wanted to be extra safe, you could just delete the YouTube and put the YouTube Kids on there, you know, if
he's got. Yeah, that's what I've got on there now, and he really likes to listen to, like, music, so he's got, like, Spotify on there, so. But with an iPhone, I can set parental controls on it.
Yep.
So that, you know, with a passcode, so he can't look at anything weird or. So I just got to take that step when deciding, hey, now this is your phone, but, you know, a lot of it is kind of letting it go for business purposes and, you know, and I still am getting some calls on there and I'm like, so I debated even just getting a different line for him and just keeping that phone because it's nice to have a backup, I guess, but I don't know. But
You could just tell him, hey, I need to look at this phone, you know, every now and then and just to see if I got any missed calls. You know, I want to look at it once a day or, you know, once every couple of days. You know, if you see a phone number you don't recognize, tell him it's okay if you don't answer it, send it to voicemail, but I need to be able to check and, you know, get back with those people, you know, so.
Yeah.
But eventually it'll become obsolete anyway because we're going to start promoting that new number and eventually everyone's going to know you by that new number. You know what I mean? So it'll be really like far and few between that you would get work calls on it. So now.
Yeah, and right now it's honestly people's best bet to get a hold of me is on this phone right now anyway. So yeah, that's how it's been for like the last couple of weeks. And I'm just kind of like, you know what? I might as well just shift everything over. So, and your best bet is to just call me on my personal phone. I have it with me all the time and. So,
excellent.
Yeah, I was doing property management. I've done, like, low-income property management for, like, asset management, kind of, like, managing the building themselves and tenants and stuff like that.
I didn't
want the tenants having my personal number was what it was. So that's why I even started having – that's how it even started. So now here I am. Now we have –
Yeah, property management is probably scary because you probably, you know, in an emergency get calls in the middle of the night and stuff, you know, hey, you know, my pipe broke or what have you, you know, so that's scary. Yeah. So I don't blame you. You can turn that one off at night and you just keep your personal one on you.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I do. I just shut it off, put it in my glove box and, you know, call it a day, but yeah. I'm hoping that this is going to work out.
It's going to work out. You're going to love it. The application has already been emailed to you. Because I gave you special pricing that's not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature. That way it'll grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up. So you got a couple of texts right now, but I want you to look at the first one that says, Amber, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you click on the link in that one.
Oh, sorry, you meant right now. Hang on, we're walking back into my office. Hang on, I'm almost to the door.
No problem, take your time.
Oh, but you're really looking at it right now.
That's what I love about women business owners. You guys are the best multitaskers.
Oh, yeah, I'm holding my lunch.
Yeah,
coffee.
I bet. That's great.
I'm even putting a pin in the door.
Oh,
funny.
Wow.
All right. I'm in.
Okay. So, take your time if you have to put everything down. I'm in no rush. I, you know, just want to make sure that you get it done so that you get this pricing grandfathered.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I, like, went to staple. Oh, my God. You should see you laughed about every finger had something in it.
Oh, how funny.
All right. We're in the, you want me to look at my emails, the one that says.
The one, you can get it from the email, too. You would look at the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay, yep.
And then you'll see a blue link in there that says click here to accept the subscription terms. So when you click on that, it will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Okay, yep.
All you have to do is scroll to the bottom, and there's three boxes that you have to check. One to show you're authorized, one to show that you're aware that it's a reoccurring charge, and one to show that you receive text messages. After you click those three boxes and plug your name in, and hit confirm signature, it will ask you for a username and password. So you
Hang on a second. This one is the page where I go on to, and it will not let me select confirm signature because it doesn't let me scroll down there.
Oh, that's right. You were trying to do that earlier, right? I'm surprised that it's not letting you now that you, like, I officially created the account. So let me ask them. I'll ask the tech guys.
Like, it'll let me scroll the top where it goes through all of the local terms of experience. It lets me scroll through all of that. And then it comes, there's like a bottom section on the screen. It scrolls behind it, like the conditions scroll behind it. And then there's like this little badge that says mobile phone number. And then it gives me the three check boxes. And then, it lets me click on a link to look at it in further detail or whatever. And then it says signature. I put Amber May down here. It has the date already. And then I can just barely see it says confirmed signature. And then there's a gray box that I'm assuming is like a no.
So you
like
can't
don't
click on the
I can't. No, I can't. Nope.
Are
I can't
you doing
scroll
it
down
from
that.
Your... Are you doing it on the
let me try it on my
terms and conditions
on
or on your phone? Okay. Yeah, because maybe if you can open it up from a regular computer, it would help,
but
you know.
I'm gonna try it right now. Hang on a second.
There
I'm
you go.
Right
okay,
now.
Yeah.
Hang
yeah,
on.
Yeah, because that's easy. You could just go into your email and click on the link again if you're on a regular computer. And it
yeah.
Should.
Okay, yeah, it does on a regular computer. Maybe
good.
That's something you can bring to your tech because on the website, it doesn't let me do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Perfect.
Okay.
Boom.
So, okay, boom. Okay, so yeah, if you see that username and password, don't worry about that now because you'll already have the username and password in your welcome email. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in. And then lastly, I'm going to have the technicians call you to do the onboarding. What time works best? I see I have a 2:00 available, but of course, if you want something later so you could finish your lunch and whatnot, we could do that too.
Yeah, if you could, that would really, really be good. If you could do, how late can we go here?
The latest would be 6:00.
6:00. So, and today's Tuesday. If we could do, oh my gosh.
We also have a 4 available if you like. So that's all that's open today is 2, 4, or 6. If not, we could
okay.
See what's open tomorrow.
I could do 6:00.
Good. Okay. Yeah, I'd rather have you get the ball rolling sooner than later, you know, so I think that it'd be better to get it done today. So, and then that way, you know, you'll have a little bit of time to look at the application before they call you, you know, because I already emailed that to you. I'm going to email you a third email that says, important, please add us to your Google Business profile. So if you see the one that says pictures needed for Google verification, you can table that one for now because you already have a verified Google listing, right? So you're
okay,
just going to go in
yeah,
and add us as a manager. And then if we need anything, like if updating, you know, the website is going to trigger that video verification or something, if we need anything regarding that, you'll get an email and a text message saying, hey, Amber, please complete the video verification. But if you don't get a notification like that, then you don't have to worry about it. That means that it's already verified, okay, and that we have access
okay.
to it. Okay?
Okay, this
now,
is please add us to your Google profile. Okay, so I got to go onto Google. I don't know how to do that, but
if you go onto your Google Business page, and then just follow the instructions in the email, it will show you step by step how to add us as a manager.
Okay.
And if you have any issues with it whatsoever, Amber, let them know when they call you at 6:00 because they can walk you through it too. So if it's easier, you can just wait and have them, you know, go, hey, if, you know, click on this and enter this and, you know, they'll kind of help you. But if not, you can already have it done by the time they call you, whatever's easier. Okay. Now I'm going to ask you a series of questions for the onboarding just so that they have like a little bit of a heads up on it. So I'm going to go through a form and, you know, just kind of ask the questions and send it over to them so they're ready. So at first, I'm confirming that 6:00 appointment. I got that nailed down. Okay, perfect. So let me go into the notes here. Okay, so it's person to speak to, Amber, best number to reach. I'll put this one. And then what's your hours of operation?
Usually 8, Monday through Friday. Wait, Monday through Saturday, 8 to 4 p.m.
Okay, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Okay.
I can change that later on, right?
Yes, yeah, that's just they're wanting to get an idea. And then what's your target market? Where do you want us to run the ads and whatnot? I mean, do you want to go in a radius or do you want to say like, hey, I want these specific areas? What are your thoughts?
I think I can do a radius.
Okay.
I want to say, so anywhere from Turner to like 25 miles, 30 miles, 25 to 30 miles radius of that.
Okay. Yeah, that's a really good service area. So,
yeah.
Radius.
It's mostly like central Maine, you know.
Central Maine?
Yeah. It kind of covers that radius, I think.
It's beautiful up there, huh? I've never been, but
yeah.
I think it's beautiful up in
It is. People that haven't been here think it's beautiful, but when you deal with one of the winters, you're like, yeah, screw that.
Hey, I grew up in Chicago, so I know about hard winters.
Yes, yes.
We had the 27 below wind chill factor,
really.
And yeah. I know those. I remember those days. So let's see. Your client interview is for today at 6. It's having me repeat that. Best form of contact, phone, text, or email. Should I just put any of them, either?
Yeah, you can do all the above, baby, if you're bringing me something.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, some people prefer a specific. But, okay, existing Google Business page, yes. And then... do you have at least 5 reviews on it? You have 2 Google reviews on it. I'll send you a review generator email that will help you get a couple more. It'll just say, mm-hmm. you know, thank you for using A&M Property Solutions. If you're mm-hmm. happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then mm-hmm. also heads up, Amber, anybody that knows you could vouch for you. So let's say it's a friend or a relative. They can go on there. You know, don't have them lie and say, you know, hey, they did a remodel for me if you didn't. But they could always say like, hey, A&M Property Solutions has, you know, several years of industry expertise. Don't hesitate to call them and give you 5 stars. That's all true, right? So they can do that.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
so I'll put, no, you have 2.
I will put the word out.
Yeah, but yeah, I like the review, generator email because, I'm in internet marketing, right? So I know how important that is for a business. And sometimes mm-hmm. I have good experience with a business and I say, oh, thank you so much for everything. I'm going to go uh-huh. home and write a review for you. But the problem is, and I don't do it intentionally, but once, you know, I'm out of that moment, the idea gets stuck on the back burner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I like this email because somebody's already in their email. They click on a button. It takes them to your Google Business page. So most people will do it because they're already there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's what's going to help you tremendously. So, and then you're going to use the site that's on the Facebook. I have that. Client-owned domain. Google guaranteed vertical is general contractor. And then... you don't have an existing Google guaranteed account. And then willing to provide the background check. Yes. You have a social security or a valid license. Yes. You know that it's Pinkerton or Everdeen ID. I already told you that would perform it. Industry license or certification type. I'll put no requirements because there were no requirements for your state.
Yep.
It was just being.
Yep.
Okay.
We do have, I have a couple things that we do require for like lead paint and stuff like that, but.
What is it called? I'll put it in here.
Called, RRP, certified firm. It's EPA, RRP, certified firm.
Okay, I'll put that.
And I'm also lead abatement certified.
Oh, awesome. Mm. Okay, and then valid certificate of insurance. You already said you would get that, so.
I already went and got it on. You can go on there and print them off right on my.
Perfect. Okay, good. So you
have that. Do I have to list you guys as the on there?
No, I don't think so, but
okay.
You can ask the technician at 6, but I don't think I think you just have to show that you have insurance, right?
Okay.
So
I have like $1 million, so I was like, oh, I have more than what they require. there.
Yeah, I see that a lot. I see where they're requesting 250 and then the client has a million. So that's good. It's always better to have, you know, more than just the minimum. I know I do that with my car insurance. They say, oh, the minimum is this. And I'm like, that's not going to cover anything if there was an accident, you know, so I always do more.
Yeah.
So, let's see. You're not in anyone
there. To give you guys access, I should be able to select on my own email, which is where my Google account is, right? Or
yes, so you use the same email and password that you log into your Google account.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then
I
once
did that. And then it says select what local Splash can access, and I put see, edit, create, and delete your Google business listings. I click that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hit continue, and it gave me an error message. Yeah, it says Google authorization error.
Let me see here. Because this says something different. This says to add us as a manager, it says use your internet browser and go to business.google.com/locations.
Hmm.
And then it says to log into the page and then click on manage profile.
Okay.
So
I think what happened is I logged into my local Splash thing.
Oh, the local Splash. Okay, yeah, no, you
and
gotta
it
go to
up
business.
At me.
No. Okay, I'm happy that you got in. No, but it's business.google.com/location.
Okay.
No
okay.
Wonder why you were like, I'm hitting a, I'm hitting a,
I'm like,
a bump in the road already. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
So, yeah, so other than that, you should be good to go, unless you want me to hang on here for a couple minutes and make sure that you get that done, because I can help you, you know, and go through the email with you while you're doing it.
Log into your account.
After you log in, it says the next thing is to click on Manage Profile.
So you'd add us to your, hold on a second, use your internet browser.
Yeah, I'm looking at option B where it says add us as the Google Business Page Manager because you said the first one through the dashboard gave you a glitch, so I went to option B.
All right, so.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually happy to see there is an option A. I didn't see that before, so that's
Google.com. / locations. Search. All right. What the? Okay, it came up. One business, 100% verified. So it says add business. I don't know.
It should say, let's see here. I was trying to make that review generator email, so I went to a different screen. So one second.
Maybe it just automatically.
It could
business.
Have.
Yeah, I think it did automatically. Log in. Okay, click manage profile.
Yeah, and then the three dots at the top right, and then you can see select business profile settings.
That's not where it brought me. Business.
Oh.
It says create group. I don't know. It says businesses, and then okay.
Let me ask James if he's available. He's in our verification department, and he is the best. I'll ask him what he's,
when I put that in, it brought me right to my, okay, all right, maybe I can see. Okay, you gotta go to your settings.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right.
It says which is the three dots at the top, right? And then you click on business profile settings. Then it next to managers, you should select add.
Okay, we got language, important updates, customer messages, customer review, questions and answers, bookings, quotes, photos, business profile health.
Oh, you don't have the
insights, news tips. Post reminders, surveys, digital regulation. Wait, maybe it's this. Three. Oh, no, that's help and support and feedback. What the hell?
Okay. Well, the good news is I got the review generator email done while you were doing that. So you have that to pass out. And then let me see if I can get James real quick to answer this question. He's my favorite here because he's like, I've had people have problems with like the Google business profile, getting in, navigating around it. And some people have big problems where they're like, I can't get this verified. And I've been trying for a year, and then he gets on it and it gets verified like right away the same day. He's incredible. Yeah.
I think that it brought me to like the main regular page. Mm-hmm. And then I had to select like, which business do you want to look at where I have a different business?
Uh-huh.
I had to select the AM Property Solutions one and then hit view business. So it says your business on Google. And
okay,
then
good.
On my right, there's a 3. So business profile setting.
There you go. That's what it was. You had to select the, oh, I didn't realize it was tied into 2 businesses. Okay.
Yeah.
So
people and access is what I need, right?
There you go. Yep. You should be able to click on managers. Or add, mm-hmm. Or if it says people and access, see if you can click on add there.
Okay, yeah, add.
Okay, and then
email
type this number in, which would be 552-554-6200. And then it should let you choose local/listing.
Local/. Yep.
And then
manager.
Add as a manager, yep.
Add.
Oh, good. I didn't even have to ask James. You figured it out. I love it.
I can't believe it.
No, that's good.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah, when I get on here, I get a little overwhelmed. I'm not going to lie. So.
Yeah, there's a lot on the Google business profile and data and all kinds of things streaming. So I understand. That's why it's good. You'll have us now to kind of manage it all for you and run the ads and everything. Yeah. So you're golden. So, I just wanted to tell you that earlier when I asked the head of the department about the, your situation and if you would pass, the mm-hmm. reason she was so confident, it's kind of a sad story, but it's also a success story, but, she signed up a guy like a year ago when it was brand new, and he was a handyman, but mm-hmm. he had been locked up for murder for 25 years. But
wow.
It was a situation where somebody had like molested his daughter, right? So it's
uh-huh.
not like he's like a dangerous, you know, mm-hmm. serial killer or anything. I think it's something probably mm-hmm. that any parent would do, you know, but he, it was this guy that sexually assaulted his daughter, and 7 years had passed. So he got approved for Google Guaranteed, and he's still on the program. So that made me feel good because I'm like, wow, you know, cause that's
yeah,
what
right.
she meant by they might call you and just ask you to disclose what happened. And when they found out by his disclosure what happened, they approved
mm-hmm.
it. I
would
and
tell.
Then,
that's crazy.
Yeah, and then worst case scenario, she even said, and I put this in your notes that it's approved, if for some reason it gets denied, she said the workaround would be, since there's no license requirement in your state, that we could also run it under your husband's information because the certificate
uh-huh.
of insurance is probably under the business. It's not under one of your names, right?
Yeah.
So she said that's a backup plan. So, you know, she thinks the way that you have it is perfect. You're going to get, you know, approved. It's
mm-hmm.
going to be no problem. But just in case, she said there's a workaround too.
Yeah. I like
okay.
to think I'm good because I'm a registered main foster parent.
Oh, nice.
And
oh,
last month I adopted my youngest, he's 2 years old, from DHS custody. So if I can adopt
Amber.
A gosh darn kid,
you can't,
DHS custody,
you're gonna get Google Guarantee
to qualify for this. So if
that's
I don't,
awesome.
There's a goddamn problem. So I just like to be honest about what
exactly.
is there in my background when it's going to come up. That
yeah.
way people don't think I'm trying to hide something. But
yeah.
I will say like I am a foster parent in the state of Maine. So and they do not take that very lightly to have that honor. So
right.
I've had to pass like FBI fingerprinting background checks multiple times to be able to even get that certification. So I like to think that it will definitely go through and not be a problem. But I like to be honest. That way when someone pulls it up, they're not like, what the hell is this? And, you know, now you guys are aware and you can make that determination from getting to know me and, you know, hearing me be honest with you and say, hey, look, this is what, you know. So, you know, I think that goes a long way. So I wanted to make sure I at least was like, hey, what about this, you know?
Yep. And, you know, I have three friends that went through what you did with the fostering. One girl, her and her husband had zero kids, and they got a call from the foster program if they were willing to take in three siblings. So from having no kids all of a sudden to having three under 3 years old, like overnight.
And she
obviously needed a lot of, you know, supplies and clothes and stuff. Everyone was gathering stuff to give her at first. But, it ended up being, you know, after the, you know, they went through the whole fostering and the parents kept not showing up to the court dates, and eventually they became eligible to adopt them. So they adopted them. And then the program called and said, we have another little girl. They went through the same thing. They adopted her. And then they called and they had the sibling of the first three. I guess the parents went and had another baby. So they have. Yeah, that fifth one now. They have five now. They have all four that are actually biological and then the one little girl. Yeah.
Honestly,
and then
if his mom ends up having another one, I would take it as well. Because
I would want to keep the siblings together.
So,
it's so cute. Yeah, when they're together. And, yeah, I see them like all growing up now and they're all in good hands. It's just amazing. And then two of my friends, the same thing.
He was a drug addicted baby. He was born a preemie. I got him from the NICU, brought him home. She had basically like 2 years to get her life together and she didn't. She doesn't know who the father is. So there's an unknown father. We don't even know who his biological father is.
Yeah.
She never went through any steps to reunify. And then, finally in, I want to say May, they were able to terminate her, so it was like last summer.
Yeah.
In like May or June, they terminated the parents' rights and then we moved towards adoption last summer. And then it took us this whole entire winter to finally adopt him in April of this year. So it's been quite the process to get to even be able to adopt him, but never mind going through the steps of becoming a foster parent, but then going through the actual process of adoption is because they take your background check. They do a home study, you know, all these, you have to take classes to get, to be a foster parent. And then, you know, you'll end up, you know, they don't always just, it's not like, hey, you're a foster parent now. Here's a kid. They call you when they think you're a good fit. So then there's a waiting period for you to actually get a kid. And then you go through all these things when you do with the visitations, the family team meetings, the, you know, doctor's appointments and all these evaluations that they have the baby do, especially where he was, you know, tri-drug affected. He had multiple appointments growing up as a baby and,
Poor little guy.
So it's been a lot and we've, you know, now we're here and it took us all this time to adopt him. So, and when they do the adoption, they have you redo your background check with DHS, and then right when you file with the court, they make you do another background check, FBI, fingerprint, everything with the court. They make you do it again right before the adoption. So I've literally been background and poking prodded at my for a while now. So this is easy peasy, lemon peasy.
So easy compared to what you went through. And you know what? That always blew my mind because like when I had my first baby, I, you know, was only 20 years old when I had her. And, you know, I got married very, very young and, I was the youngest sibling in my household. So I didn't have any experience with babies whatsoever. And I remember like taking her home from the hospital and thinking, like, that's amazing that they just kind of like hand her over knowing that like, I don't really know what to do with her. You know? And I was that parent that when she didn't poop in 3 days, I was calling the ER saying, I have to bring her back. You know, I don't know what to do.
That's funny. My oldest is 19. I had her at 19 too.
Oh, same thing.
She's now 19. I'm like, you're the age now that I had you. I'm like, so I'm pretty like protective and make her get birth control. Like, I'm pretty protective over that.
Sure.
Like, grow up a little bit, because I had her at 19 too. And it was so hard because I didn't know anything about life anyways. And then they're like, here's your baby.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? So it kind of would be good if everybody would have to go through some type of extensive training or something before, you know. I would have been like, sign me up so I don't have to panic when, you know, the first little thing goes wrong. I think that I can't handle it, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty funny how naturally a lot of it comes. You're like,
I know,
in the very,
I know.
You're like, and some of it just comes so naturally too at the same time. Like, you know, you don't know what the hell you're doing, but at the same time, it's like your instincts and everything kick right in, and you learn, you know. And I still learn something new, even though I've been a mother for 19 years and I've got 4 kids. I learn
yep.
something new as a mother every single day, and about myself. So,
oh yeah, I bet.
You know,
so are the older ones helping with the little guy now? I bet they love
yeah.
him. He's a little 2-year-old.
Oh yeah, they love him to death. My biological youngest is 8. So
oh, nice.
Big age gap there. So
yeah. Oh yeah, but that's good. You have your little helpers, built-in helpers.
Yeah, and they're boys. They're all boys, so they just run wild, and he runs right along with them. So.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, yeah. I always used to say that if I had another boy next to my son, I think the household would have been so much more peaceful, because he spent his days picking on the girls, you know? So I'm like,
yeah.
if he had another
oh, yeah.
boy to run around with, then we would have had no problems. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They definitely keep each other busy, like,
for sure.
100%.
So
especially
cute.
The two older boys, because they're, like, best friends, and like they just love each other. So,
and the 19-year-old, that was your only daughter, huh? You have opposite
of
me. You have 3 boys and a girl,
yeah.
and I have 3 girls and a boy. It's not funny.
That's
yeah.
hilarious. You have 4 kids, too.
Yeah, I have 4 kids, too. Yeah, yep, yep. And now I have 6 grandkids. So my older 2 girls each have 3. So.
Oh, my God, that's crazy. I'm not ready.
I know.
I'm ready, but I'm not ready.
I know. It's just, it's amazing though. Like when you are ready, it's amazing how those ones will have you wrapped around their finger in no time. So
I have no doubt.
Yeah.
The way that I'm with my kids, I have no, my grandkids are going to be so gosh on spoiled.
Yeah, I bet for sure. I know you're a good mom. I can tell. So
the whole
goal
is to be a little bit more financially stable when they come, so that way they can get extra spoiled. So
yes, I understand. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you know, that's always been the catch-22. When mine were little, we didn't always have a lot of money, so it was either, you know, both parents work and then you can do nicer things, or one stays home and then you have to look for the cheap free entertainment, you know. So
yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
I'm lucky. I'm lucky. If you have a husband who works and, you know, contributes, it's a good thing. And I found out that they don't do that anymore. Husbands are falling off. I don't know what the hell is going on with
yeah.
that.
So. Yeah, he
you
sounds like a great
guy. You got
someone
that goes above and beyond and works his ass off for you?
Yeah,
got a good one.
Then you have a good one for sure.
Yeah,
yeah. I agree. So, well, I definitely enjoyed talking to you. So touch base with me if you need anything. You know, I'm not a technician.
Yeah.
I don't do programming. But if you call me and you have a question, if I can't answer it for you, I can at least get you to the person that can, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
I appreciate talking to you today. And,
yep.
You know, I'm ready for it, so.
Oh, good. I'm excited for you, Amber. And then you're all good for now, and expect that call around 3 o'clock. I mean, well, 3 o'clock our time, but 6 o'clock your time. So sometime
yeah.
between 6 and 7, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.